Hello, this is Kenny Dodson with your Hort Report for the week. Trees are often thought of as strong, sturdy staples in the landscape. However, despite taking a lot of abuse from weather and people, they can still have points of failure. Tree wounds can appear from many different sources, from weather to pests to human activity. The biggest thing to consider when a tree has a wound is the phrase, "Trees seal, people heal." The meaning here is that while our immune systems will fight pathogens and our bodies will stitch together wounds, trees don't operate the same way. Plants respond to injuries by isolating and then pushing out new growth. Trees that are attacked by fungi or leaf disease will often shed those leaves, like in sycamore anthracnose. Larger wounds to the trunk often involve the development of wound wood. Wound wood is made up of callus tissue, which is essentially the same tissue as our calluses, just a mass of cells. This wound wood starts at the edges, where the living tissue still is, and slowly fills in to close the exposed wood. If you look up at any old pruning cuts, you'll likely see the fully sealed wounds. Because of the way this process works, smaller cuts, and therefore smaller branches, are easier to seal. With that being said, many people often ask how they can help the tree heal, and that's the crux of the issue. The tree is just closing an exposure, and once the damage is done, there isn't much else to do, besides have patience. Any kind of sealant or paint are generally not recommended. Creating that barrier can prevent gas exchange as the wound tissue develops, and sometimes can trap moisture inside as well as blocking moisture from entering. The exception can be made for oak trees in the red oak group, whose fresh wounds may attract beetles carrying oak wilt. As for the sources of damage, pruning cuts are the most frequent man-made damage to mature trees. While weed eater, mower, or physical damage is common in both old and young trees. However, some wounds are not man-made, and that is usual after strong storm winds. These wounds are very rough and jagged. Apart from letting the wound wood develop, people can actually help with these wounds by cleaning up the area, taking a jagged wound back towards the trunk with a proper, level pruning cut can help. Water and fertilizer, when needed, can always help trees stay healthy. Larger wounds make larger points of entry for decay. Whether those wounds are from weather or from human activity, they need time to seal up. Once any wound or opening is made, there's always a chance for decay to set in. Trees seal, people heal. This has been Kenny Dodson with your Hort Report for the week.